Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to our once a month Ask the Archangels. It's May 2nd, 2017. And again, we're happy to have you all here. Now, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. Again, this is to benefit the entire group. They would like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak up. This will assist the Archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought up for the evening, and obviously they feel is very important. Remember, when you would like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and then the number 1 to be put in the queue, and we'll go through that first come, first serve. By the way, in case somebody is new, these sessions are recorded and will be put up on our website in a couple of days or so. So now, let's take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our special guest for this evening.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Michael. I have come in the iteration of a Lord of Light, as well as an Archangel. Many have gathered with you as we all meet in this beautiful collective of light. I would like to speak with you this evening in regards to these transitory times that you are living through, that you are expanding, and the light that is available to Earth at this time. We see that many of you understand this and call it forth daily to assist you as you transform the many areas of yourself into light, activating your light body, using the undifferentiated light to create more coherently and more exact and precise. This is important for you to recognize because in these times of change, you are very much a part of that change, dear ones. We Lords of Light, the Archangels, the Ascended Masters, can guide you, can love you without limitation. But in the end, this ascension process not only includes your consciousness, but it includes the physical realm. It includes your body. It includes this beautiful earth that is a Christed planet, the only Christed planet that has physical form in this sector of the cosmos. So as you are very involved in this ascension, changing your consciousness, changing your daily awareness of yourself as that light, as that divine being, it's important that you recognize when you change, when you alter your physicality, when you alter the state of the earth, and you receive the light through your body, anchoring it deep within Mother Earth, sharing your light with Earth, so that Earth might be transformed also. This is important for you to recognize. All of these changes that are taking place on Earth at this time are massive. Not only do they affect the Earth, they affect the entire solar system. They affect this universe, the Milky Way universe, and extend out into the cosmos. So all realms of form are being affected by this transformational process that you are engaged in, bringing your consciousness into the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional frequency range, seeing yourself as divine, as no longer separated often you are tempted to revert back to old patterns because they are so ingrained in the densest parts of your body. But many of you are able to resist this temptation to go back to the status quo because you realize that will not serve your purpose here in this embodiment, nor will it bring you joy, will it bring you happiness. You are tired. Many of you have worked very diligently for many, many years to bring Earth and humanity to this place by making the alterations that are required of you in your own state of consciousness, in your body, in the way you choose to lead your life, the way you exemplify your spirit, that beautiful emanation of light from the source that created you. And you reflect it often in great love. It's important that you recognize that what you do changes everything, not just you. You are committed to this ascension process, beloveds, or you would not be here at this time. So let us have a discussion this evening about the process that you are engaged in and open it up to any questions that you might have that we could assist you in helping you further in this transformation of form. Form that is so refined that is quite capable of holding that beautiful, expansive soul spirit of yours. So things that trouble you or things where you have difficulty maintaining your state of awareness or repetitive choices that you know do not serve you well. Share also with the things that you have learned and the processes that you are engaged in that have profited you greatly in this ascension process. So let us begin our conversation and invite you to make your and ask your questions.
Caller, you're on with our dear Lord of Light this evening, Michael. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much. My question is that I feel like there's still so much energy and stuff that's releasing inside of me. And I guess I'm just wondering, does it ever stop in the emotional body?
It seems like it will never end, dear one. But it will end when that very important part of you, your emotional body, adheres perfectly with your mental body so that the mental, emotional parts of you that are the creative parts of you that create change in your reality, it seems as if the surfacing of anomalies and the choices that you are having to make continually will never, ever cease. But as you take on more refinement in your consciousness and in your body, there is a merging that will take place. There is a descension of spirit into the body, a descension of the higher mind, the oversoul. And at that juncture, you begin to be able to use your Christed mind and your Christed oversoul and think thoughts as the Christed being that you are and choose the emotion that is usable in that thought. The thought and the emotion seem like they operate simultaneously as one. That is when you know you have achieved a fully activated Christ consciousness. You are in various stages of that at this time. So be patient with yourself. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. And most of all, dear one, do not judge. It's easier for you to say, oh yes, I see that. There it is again. Next time, I will choose differently.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You are very well on your way, dear one. Your heart is open. Just need to open it a little more to yourself and allow yourself. You learn at a very rapid pace, so don't be concerned. You will achieve what you came here to achieve.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Michael. John, thank you very much. This is Yulia. Michael, I want to ask you about control.
Yes.
It's a very serious issue for me. Any comments?
Well, control is of the ego because the ego is afraid. You know, that denser reality of third and fourth dimension is removed not easily because the ego, you cannot destroy your ego. It takes a very well-developed ego to negotiate life on planet Earth. What has to happen is the transformation of the ego. When you begin to realize that control is a device based in fear, fear of your survival in some way, fear of acceptance by others, fear of your inability to create what is needed in the moment. So when you realize that, you can release it very gently and you can acknowledge that you are light and that you are quite capable of creating what you need in the moment. So therefore, when you immerse yourself in an environment that you have created of love, of light, of acceptance of yourself as that beautiful creative being, there is no need to control the exterior of you. What another thinks is only their perception. So it's important that you learn to see the fallacy in the control as a mechanism to save you or as a mechanism to help you survive in some way. Because at a spirit level, you have all the tools that are necessary to create through your thoughts and your emotions. And when you keep your thoughts aligned with your soul spirit and your emotions aligned with those thoughts, then there is no need to control anything. Does that help?
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. That was a very good question because many, many struggle with this. They are taught that from very young children when their environment was safe. So it is an anomaly that can be overcome when you realize that you are, in fact, in charge of your reality by the choices that you make, how you think, and how you react.
I want to be free so much, so much, Archangel Michael.
You are very welcome, beloved. Keep your heart open to yourself. Love yourself. Value what Source has made in you as a beautiful, creative being of light.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Hi, Michael. This is Sharka. I have a question which is related to this control question. I like to help. Since I was a little girl, I would like to help. And so I'm very grateful that now I'm studying the way I can really help myself and humanity and Earth by changing my consciousness and ascending. And however, my question is about interfering. About a couple times what I did, I'm interested in politics, so I listened to it quite a bit. And twice I have asked elementals to malfunction nuclear weapons and all the weapons which would be with intention to attack and destroy. And however, I only did it twice because I'm not sure if there is interference. So please, can you explain?
You are taking on authority that is not yours to take on.
Mm-hmm.
And even though your intentions are good intentions for humanity and the Earth, the changes have to come from humanity itself, from the individuals. So you would better be served by sending light to the leaders in the political world, to the leaders of the countries, sending them light and love so that the decisions that are made at that level are made for the good of all. So pray for them often, not trying to control them, but pray for them to come from their heart, to open their heart, to see the need of humans all over the planet.
Yeah, thank you so much. I understand. No, thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
I wanted to know if you could give us some details about the resurrection.
That's a vast subject. Could you be more definitive, please? Are you talking about the resurrection of the Earth, the resurrection of the planet?
Yes.
Your resurrection?
No.
So be a little more definitive so I can answer your question. That is a very vast topic.
Can you give a timetable?
Absolutely, I cannot. I am sorry. As I have said earlier in this discussion, you are very much a part of this timetable of ascension and resurrection of the planet and of humanity. So the decisions that are made by the individual living at this time in bodies varies from the extreme, dense thinking process to the very refined. So until a critical mass is reached where the Christed mind is activated and usable in a certain portion of humanity, a timetable is useless until those choices and the development at the individual divine level has occurred in a certain number of individuals coming into a consciousness that is more of a collective, where the consciousness not only sees the value of the divine individual expression, but also knows itself from the collective consciousness of all humanity. So every decision, every choice that is made through the avenue of the Christed intelligence and the Christed mind.
Okie doke. How about we do a definition of the critical mass?
It is a percentage of the entire human embodied on this planet at a certain juncture. So that percentage rate could be as little as 33% or as much as 45%, depending on the actions, the reactions, and the consciousness at that individual level.
Okay. Thanks very much, then.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Hello. Hello, Michael. My question is, so as we go through this shift, I know a lot of us have had to make decisions about leaving relationships that are not good for us. And so I'm wondering, so I did leave my family of origin about a year ago, and I have a lot of peace about it, but what is our responsibility to our parents, our mother? Can you speak to that?
I most certainly can. Your position in regards to your family of origin is to forgive them for what they do not know, for their ignorance, and to love them. Doesn't mean that you have to be involved in that type of environment, especially if it isn't conducive to your ability to hold your own center of peace and love. So to remove yourself from that type of environment is wise. However, in your heart of hearts, you must not judge them, hold a grudge, you must forgive them, and you must love them. For the changes that you make within yourself will change them. It may not be visible to you in this lifetime, but because you came through a DNA stream of the physical body, the physical lineage, when you change you, that lineage is affected, not only for your ancestors, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and so on, but it affects every soul that incarnates in through that particular physical lineage, so that when they enter the body through that lineage, they enter in a different state of consciousness, because you haven't changed the patterning totally, but specific patterns you have lived and you have altered within yourself.
Well, thank you. That's very affirming. And it's okay to, so in the case of my mother, it's okay to just physically just to love them in my heart and forgive them in my heart. And sometimes I just meet with them on a soul level and I just communicate on that level. So that's fine to do, to just withdraw otherwise.
Correct. Now, okay. If she calls you or tries to make contact with you, you are quite capable of setting your boundaries and your limits by saying, Mother,
yes.
I cannot play in that pattern any longer. It upsets me.
Mm-hmm.
It is not good for me. I want us to have a loving relationship, but I refuse to play in this particular circumstance.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Yes. Hello, Michael. I have some questions about the causal body. Is it an aspect of the higher mental body? Can we ever draw information or energetics from it that would be at the third dimensional or lower fourth dimensional level? And what is the best way for us at this point to draw from it our higher wisdom and knowledge and incorporate that into our everyday living?
Well, first of all, as the causal body operates within your physicality, it does have to be processed through the mental-emotional body. So that's why we have continued to work with many of you about clearing that mental-emotional body and creating coherency within it so that the thoughts that are thought of are of a different state of consciousness. Now, your question to whether the information or the energetics, the history of you as a soul spirit, it's from that vaster perspective that holds the causal body, the memories of you as spirit. And no, it cannot be accessed in a third or fourth dimension, because that is a dimension of separation and fear. And it is too dense for any of that information or knowledge. There's great wisdom and knowledge in that body to be brought through a fragmented mental-emotional body. It would only create fear. And the only thing in that separated consciousness that you could see would be the errors that you had made, and you would judge yourself harshly. So it is not to the benefit of humanity in that state of consciousness to have access to that type of information.
So as we are healing, raising the frequency of integrating the mental emotional body now, how can we best draw from our stored wisdom and capabilities of the causal body?
Well, that also is related to that recorder cell. So the recorder cell is smaller increments. It is not of the vast level that the causal body is. And so the recorder cell will allow certain memory codes to be recovered depending on your state of consciousness, whether you are able to operate just at the beginning stages of fifth dimension or more completely in that fifth dimensional state of consciousness and have access to sixth or seventh dimension. So what you're able to retrieve through that recorder cell is dependent upon where you are in your consciousness, how you are able to use your higher mind, your emotions, also how much of your oversoul is functioning coherently.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome. Now, this goes back to the other question from one of the first inquirers about how much longer. It seems like you have been working on this process for a very, very long time. And this is true. It has been many of you through many lifetime experiences that you have been working diligently on the coherency of that mental-emotional body, which is a very powerful part of you. It is what creates. So we suggest, beloved, that you just keep an open heart and know that you are in the path of ascension, very, very firmly planted, and that you have altered much of the fragmentation in your mental emotional body. So just continue, and all will be given in its rightful order.
Thank you.
You're next on with Michael.
Hi. Thank you, Joan, John, and Michael. My question, actually, I think it builds on the last one as well, is about life path or life trajectory. I really notice a difference in the way I'm making choices. I have some choices about moving my home. And just recently, and I was quite at peace with, you know, the way I was going, but just recently I had this experience of realizing how much of my choices were based on what I perceived was possible. And as that opened up, I felt myself connecting with my child self or my soul self as a child that actually came here without any perception of limitation. It was, you know, it was like I'm coming to play, and there was no in my universe, I guess, at that point. So what has occurred is it feels like another trajectory has opened up for me to choose from. It doesn't, from a practical perspective, there are, if I actually did it the old way and considered that way, it would feel overwhelming, but there's a feeling of it already being done and to simply focus there. So my question is, I've got these two pathways, and one feels joyful and exciting, and the other one feels like the status quo. So, but it's not the joyful and exciting of the mind latching onto something. There's a neutrality in this as well, like a peace within it. So it's not a high and low kind of, oh, I'm really excited about it. It's just more like a loving presence in my heart. Anyway, I'll just stop there. So
what are you asking? Are you asking for me to help you make a choice?
No.
Made the choice?
No. I'm asking about. Sorry, I did go on a little bit there. I'm asking about, I guess, having multiple timelines. I feel like I'm jumping dimensions. Is what I'm feeling like. In this choice.
Yes.
That I've got one dimension that's the old way, and this new dimension is the new way, and really it requires me to simply let go of the old, like unhook from...
Correct. Absolutely. You are correct. So what is happening is you are becoming more aware of how you function in your life from that multiple dimensional state. There are times when you are very, very present in the beginning stages of fifth dimension, and you have worries and you have concerns and you have fears that surface from time to time. But there is also that vaster part of you that is unlimited by time or space and is a multidimensional traveler. And so you are being made aware of the fact that you can create in an unlimited way if you just let go and allow. And don't be concerned about what will happen mm-hmm. from that old patterning. And I don't think you're really concerned about that. It's just that you question, have you unhooked and are ready to fly?
Yes, and it's an experience of not making a decision. It's an experience of the decision living through me or the choice living through me. So I'm actually following what's being shown to me. Not following, I'm an active participant in it, but... And I do have the space to just allow it to unfold. I guess I was just curious about simultaneous life paths, like literally different dimensional paths showing up together.
Yeah, but understand, even though you may not be fully conscious of it, you always have choice. A decision is made.
Mm-hmm.
At a soul level to experience a certain outcome. So whether you are conscious or not of that choice, when you see it unfolding before you and you have this feeling of joy or excitement or expectation, you know that you have already made the decision, and so you are awaiting the unfoldment.
Ah, okay. That's brilliant. The other piece to that I'd like to talk about is physical. I experience such incredible physical morphing is all I can call it, like tinglings and so on. And that's just part of the shifting. I've experienced it before, but it's really amplified right now. So
it's because of the work that you are doing on a spiritual level. And the acknowledgement that you are giving yourself that you are a very powerful creator.
Mm-hmm.
And that you see in many dimensions.
Mm-hmm. So it's not about controlling the physical. It's simply about being present and allowing whatever physical changes need to move through to
correct.
Even if they're...
And sometimes they are uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I just don't want to grab on and interfere with the process. I don't want to control the process. But I also want to be responsible in terms of, okay, should I go
now,
and do something here?
Right. If it's extremely painful, that's something that you need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Because there may be discomfort from time to time or tinglings or different physical sensation. But if there is pain involved, then you need there's a blockage somewhere in the system, and you need to look at where that stems from and if you need outside interference with that.
Okay. Thank you very much. I did go on a little bit, and I do appreciate you staying with me on that. Thank you.
Very welcome. Good questions.
You're next on with Michael.
Michael?
Yes?
Hi. I'm wondering if you could expand a little bit about what you just said about unhooking and the transition into the fifth dimensional action and also undoing procrastination and giving yourself permission. Could you expand on it a bit?
Well, procrastination, that is another aspect of a fear-based. And you see very clearly when you are procrastinating, you're fearful about either a choice that you are faced with making or question about your ability to create what's needed in the moment. So it's unhooking from that fear that keeps you reverting back to a third, fourth dimensional space. And when you unhook from that and are able to step into that more, the beginning stages of fifth dimension, you step in that love and unity consciousness where you have unlimited potential to create what is needed in the moment. And you are capable of making those decisions or making the choices that allow you to create in the moment. Because the fear and the interference of the untransformed part of the ego is no longer active.
Mm-hmm.
The ego serves a purpose in keeping the body safe. It's the part of you that says, don't step in the street right now because that truck is going to run you over and kill your body, which you need.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be afraid of the creative process. So procrastination is an aspect of that.
There seems to be some sort of a barrier with a fourth dimensional mental image about what fifth dimensional action should look like. And I often, I'm engaged in cryptocurrency and the future of money and working to try to bring in, trying to help create that from a higher place and to add my input. And oftentimes I just feel like it's better just to sit back and just to kind of hold the space and to send out love and holding an idea for an optimal outcome. And I think there's sort of when I engage, there's this sort of wavering and there's sort of an uncertainty about how this engaging in such often polarized discussions or direction seems to be, and it isn't even about getting pulled into that necessarily down to that, but it's just about how influencing and how to optimally do that. Do you have any thoughts?
Well, yes, it is confusing when you first enter into that fifth-dimensional space because it's a very fluid space. So the decisions that you make aren't linear. They aren't irreversible. So you may have ideas, and if you don't act on them, they'll surface and come around again according to the experiences that you're having.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sometimes very confusing when you first enter into that space of nonlinear creation that it has no limitations. So when you are forced to be in a situation where the environment requires of you that you be very present in a linear creation of something of a physical nature, it's very difficult to communicate sometime the many ideas that flow through you at any given moment. So therefore, because you haven't yet learned to just quickly use one and not be afraid that the others will be lost, but because they're always there, they're always available. So just choose one and express it or suggest it and see where it goes. And if it isn't workable, then choose again.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be concerned that it's the wrong decision, because that then puts you right back into that third, fourth dimension.
Totally. Yeah. That's really helpful. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Very good question.
You're on with Michael.
Hey, Michael. Yesterday, I guess I almost died, and they called 911, and them guys got me back again. So my question is, I really hadn't planned on dying, and we're in this process of higher consciousness and path towards ascension, but I don't know how to work that out in my mind versus becoming unconscious and passing over. Do you have any comments?
Well, you have a choice here, whether to leave the body at this time or to continue on in ways that are very difficult for you because of the health of your body and the deterioration of your physical vehicle. Now, because of your studies and because of who you are and the consciousness that you have acquired, does not mean that if you choose to leave the body that you will not have attained a level of ascension, because you most certainly have. Do you understand that? You know that.
Yeah.
So the choice is whether to remain in the body, which is often painful, for a while longer. If you choose that, it's perfectly all right. And you will continue to grow your consciousness. If you choose to leave the body, that is perfectly all right, because your consciousness will continue to grow. It just won't be related to the physical realm any longer. But at some juncture, you will choose a different form, a different body. And you will make a significant difference, because the body will be healthy. And it will have a different state of consciousness than the body that you presently occupy. So there is no right or wrong here. It is your decision. It is your body. It is your decision. However, do not be concerned that it will limit your ascension process, because that is not true.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome. These have been excellent questions, dear ones, and we are so pleased to for all of the questions and the comments about your life experience. These are very helpful to everyone in this collective gathering, because what affects you affects all. So your comments about your process are valuable, and the questions relating to that process are very helpful to the entire group. And we are very, very pleased that you thought about your questions and that you responded as you have. It shows us your consciousness level that you have attained, and you are to be congratulated for the vast work that you have done to bring yourself into that more unlimited state. You have changed and altered dramatically your life experience, and you have changed and altered the experience of many just by who you are. So I will leave you with these parting thoughts, beloveds. Time is no longer linear, so don't worry so much about the future. Stay very present in the moment, because this is where you create effectively. Just as we have gathered today in this beautiful collective, and you were very present with your questions and your comments. So stay in that state of consciousness, very present in the moment. Honor yourself as that divine being of light. Be it, shine it, and don't worry about, are you doing enough? Are you doing it fast enough? You are doing it perfect, and you benefit many, even though you are not aware often. So just concentrate on being who you are in the moment, shining your light, being the light. Thank you for sharing. I am honored to have been participating with you. Blessings, beloveds.
Again, thank you all for being with us this evening. We're very, very pleased to have you all with us. And we wish you a super month, and we look forward to seeing you in the near future. All have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Good night, all.